Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 13th of December. It's Sunday. We have the full-length sermon available now wherever you listen to this podcast titled Renew the Tabernacle of David. Check it out. Okay, we have been working in the book of Isaiah, starting the journey across the miniature Bible, as they say. And we've arrived at the fifth chapter. I gave you some homework, which was to read at least the first 17 verses of Isaiah 5. And also told you that we'll be in Matthew 21. Your homework there was to take a look at the parable of the wicked vine dressers, beginning in verse 33, down through, at least verse 43 or so. We're going to read down through 46. That's the end of the chapter. I'm going to work through this parable of the wicked vine dressers today because the Isaiah 5 story is God's vineyard. And I want to show you that the vineyard or the vine was always considered to be Israel. It's what makes Jesus' John 15 proclamation, "I am the true vine and you are the branches," so incredible. Notice, "I am the true vine." And the reason why true was because Jesus was placing himself as the fulfillment of whatever promises had been claimed in Israel. He is that replacement. He is the true vine. Everything else is temporary. Whenever he tells the story of the parable of the wicked vine dressers, he does it, by the way, in case you want to do some comparison Bible study, and that's always a fun journey to go on, to at least to try and expand your biblical knowledge a little bit. He does so in Matthew 21, verses 33 to 46. He tells the same story in Mark chapter 12, verses 1 to 12, and Luke chapter 20, verses 9 to 19. There's variants in each one. I choose the Matthew version because Matthew seems to be the most pointed gospel writer in regards to writing to Israel as a religious institution, as what I like to call the Mosaic economy. The end of that age, the end of that era was coming soon. Jesus would declare in Matthew 24, 34, that this generation would not pass away till these things were fulfilled. So this is a story that leads you up into that. Now, this is fresh off the heels, by the way, of the lesson of the withered fig tree, where Jesus curses a fig tree that does not have figs. And in Matthew 21:19, he says, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." The Greek there is closer to this: "Let no fruit grow on you until the age to come." And so that tells me that we're dealing with something that withered away at the end of an era. And then this parable, beginning in Matthew 21:33. Here another parable. "There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now when the vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and seize the inheritance.' So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers?" I want to stop there. I've read 33 to 40. All these are words written in red. The next verse is the comment of those husbandmen who are in charge of the vineyard. Now, I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence. I think the story speaks for itself pretty well, but let me give the Cliff Notes version, the real quick version. Is there is a landowner that plants and owns a vineyard, and he uses vine dressers, husbandmen, so to speak. He leases it out to them to take care of it while he goes away on a journey. When it's time to bring forth his harvest, He sends his men, his servants, his business associates in so that they might receive the harvest on his behalf. That's the owner's right to do so. But when they get there, one at a time, the vine dressers beat one, kill one, stone one. So the owner sends more. Maybe he sends more because they don't come back. We don't read too much into the details of the parable, but it's important to note that he keeps sending servants, giving them more chances. And this time, he sends more servants than he did the first time, and they do the same thing to them. And then, last of all, he decides to send his son because they're not going to hurt my son. But instead, that's exactly what they do. They figure if the son is dead, there's no one to take the inheritance and take it from us. And so, therefore, they take the son and they kill him. And Jesus says, what do you suppose happens next? The owner's going to come back, and what do you think he's going to do? Listen to 41. They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. So their answer is, well, I figure he'll come back and he'll kill the men that killed his servants and his sons. And Jesus said, have you never read in the scriptures? And now Jesus is quoting Bible. He's specifically quoting from Psalms 118. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in their eyes. He's quoting from Psalms. He's quoting a portion of Isaiah. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Jesus now talks to the crowd. He is saying, not telling a story anymore. He turns away from the vine dresser parable and says, I'm saying to you guys, the kingdom of God is going to be taken away from you and it's going to be given to a nation that bears the fruits of it. Peter will say in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a chosen generation, a holy nation. Peter declares those who have faith in Christ to be a new nation of people. And I believe that what Jesus is saying in Matthew chapter 21 is, Israel, you were a vineyard. You've had your chance. You killed the prophets. You stoned those sent to you. And then the son comes your way and you're going to do the same thing to him. Listen to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, Jesus says this in verse 34. Therefore, I send you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth. 36, assuredly I say, all these things are going to come upon this generation. 38, your house is left to you desolate. What is Jesus saying? Israel, you've tried to replace God. And when God sent warning to you, you've destroyed his servants and ultimately you're going to kill his son. And so the prophetic word against that generation is fulfilled in the timeline of those listening to Jesus. Now you are set up to hear Isaiah 5, God's disappointing vineyard. This is not a new thought with Jesus in Matthew 21. It's a continuation of a motif Israel is very familiar with, and we'll work on it tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.